The following audio was recorded at the Pacific School Leadership Institute, which was held October 24 and 25, 2019, in Spokane, Washington.
To welcome each one to this this time together, I would really like to have all the parents that are here today that are in the assembly upstairs. I'd like to be able to talk to all of them. We have some things. The discussion is going to relate to attendance and support in our schools and the value of them and how important they are. And it's something that we all need to understand as parents, how important it is to send our children to school and how important it is to give and show our support. And all of us need to understand that, or we're going to struggle. Our schools are going to struggle because of a lack of that. Brother Gerald has been in our assembly upstairs. Brother Gerald has been approaching some of these issues from a teacher and principal focus, from his aspect as a teacher and a principal. I would like to approach them from administrative standpoint, church leadership standpoint. That will be my reference, and also board, somewhat from the board, probably primarily as church leadership. Attendance matters and support matters. We are talking about, and I'd like for all of us to get this very clearly, we're talking about attending and supporting the Christian Day School. So the importance of attending or supporting takes on a whole new and serious dimension, because if we were discussing attendance at a city council meeting, or we're talking about supporting a local campaign event, the significance of that in our lives and in the lives of our children would be very minimal. City council meeting and some campaign event, that impact on our children's lives would be very minimal and also very short-lived, very temporary. Are we convinced this morning that the issue is much more serious, since it involves the school that our children are influenced and affected by, and that the influence and consequences of attending it and the support we give it will have eternal impact? We're convinced of that this morning. That should help give us a foundation and a basis to relate to the, you know, if we're going to ask ourselves, am I going to support this? Am I going to make sure my children attend this? If we think about the seriousness of it, that should be a given. We should know we're going to support it. We should know we're going to be there, be behind the teacher. We're going to send our children, that they're going to go to school. We should know that. It should be a given. Not only should the question be asked, are we convinced of that? But I'm here to ask you this morning, do you care? Does it change your motive? Does it change your practice? Do you really care that we're being influenced and affected, that what we're talking about is the Christian Day School, and that it has a tremendous impact on our children that will have eternal impact? Before we get into discussion as a group here, I'd like to just give a few basics that we're going to be talking about. Genesis 1 gives humanity the directive to multiply and replenish the earth. Genesis 18 reveals more about God's intentions that fathers would teach their children. You remember what God said about Abraham? He said, "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him to learn or to do the way of God." So in Genesis 18, God said that about Abraham. So we understand God's intention. We're to multiply, replenish the earth. We have children. It is our responsibility to teach them the way of God. Psalm 78, which was just read before we came down here, continues the revelation of truth, that the revelation of truth be conveyed to multiple generations. Somehow, do we have that vision? Are we on board with that? Do we understand what all that means? Is that important to us? I believe that This truth must be the foundation of any school or education effort. As important as teacher ability, when we look for teachers, we look at teacher ability. As teacher pay, as teacher preparedness, as important as class size, classroom size, achievement test results, as important as all those things are, and many other things, they all need to find their place secondary to the most important aspect of a Christian day school, that of our children learning through our education efforts to set their hope in God and to not forget the works of God. I want that to be the overarching. I told you I'm going to approach it primarily from a ministerial standpoint, church leadership standpoint. And that is that I'm 100% behind the Christian Day School. It's very important. And as important as all the practical aspects of the school are, they still need to find their place secondary to the most important aspect of our children learning to set their hope in God. Years ago, I spent a number of years in Missouri, in Western Missouri, to attend, and we have an annual school meeting in November of every year there. And I remember a number of years ago attending a school meeting, and one of the speakers gave the story how that in our church curriculum, our children learn about God very early, and I think it's in the Rod and Staff Reader for the first grade, one of the first things our children are taught is in the beginning God. It's one of the first things that is taught in that book. And he went on to say how that in the secular school, some of the readers for the first grade, the elementary part there, is they have see, spot, run, see, you know, to talk about. And so he made the point, and I never forgot it, that stuck with me all these years. He made the point that in the Christian education, we start out with God, G-O-D, and in secular education, they often start out with dog, D-O-G, same letters, but started from the opposite end. I think it's good for us too. Our overarching emphasis in our Christian day school needs to be that we teach our children about God and prepare them for a life of service to God. Speaking first of all, or looking first of all at attendance, and I think the burden that was shared with me in regards to the issue here at hand on the importance of attendance matters is primarily related to our children, the importance of having our children attend regularly and as much as possible in have their attendance, they would faithfully attend school as much as possible. Over 40 years ago, the church school that I attended was in its infancy, just started several years before I started school. Earlier, the students had been going to a local public school, and so they just started a church school, and a couple years later, I started in first grade. And one of the things that fell through the cracks was the importance of attendance. And it was not unusual if there was a lot of work at home, if there's a new baby in the family, that the oldest girl would stay home some to take care of the baby. It was not unusual if there was something big going on that the children would not, several children wouldn't come to school, and that was not unusual. There were, I don't want to be necessarily critical of that. There were a number of other issues that were far more serious that needed attention during that time, but I am grateful to observe that there's been tremendous growth in our church schools in relation to the importance of attendance. And I'd like to promote that this morning. And I would like to first of all start I'd like to have our parents understand that importance of sending our children to school. If our overarching emphasis is that our children learn about God we're going to want to have them there, aren't we? If we're going to want the school to help us in our efforts to teach them about God, we're going to have them there. We're going to make sure they're there. All the aspect of, like Brother Gerald mentioned, about having them catch up and the work they missed and how do we rate all that, aside from all that, if this school is to teach our children about God, I believe we should, as parents, we should try to make sure that they're there. And I'd like to continue, I'd like to see us continue the growth and in understanding the importance of sending our children to school. Our annual school meetings have addressed these current issues. Teachers with a solid vision helped bring about some of the changes we needed. And now all these years later, the tendency is to let some of these hard-earned positions and things we've learned the hard way, like this school where I grew up in, they could see the result of that, and they learned some of those lessons the hard way, and they've changed. But now all these years later, we're letting some of those hard-earned positions slip, and we're setting the stage to have to learn some of these lessons over and to learn them the hard way. I don't think we need to do that. I think we can learn from the mistakes of others in the past and see the importance of attendance. One scripture reading, Luke 14, I had to think of Jesus addressing the attendance issue. Luke 14, 16. Begin reading verse 16. I'll read over it quickly, but we'd like to learn a truth here that is will help us as parents in understanding the need to attend, have our children attend, and it will also affect our own attendance, both of school meetings, of board meetings, and of parent-teachers meetings. Luke 14, 16. Then said he unto them, Jesus telling this story, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all, with one consent, began to make excuse. Isn't that interesting? They all, with one consent, began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground. I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. Another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So when the servant came and showed his Lord these things, what did, as Jesus looked at the attendance issue, did he say, oh, well, I realize they're so busy. I realize they have a lot of other good things to do. I'll catch them next time. Is that what God said? Is that what Jesus said? When the servant came and showed his Lord these things, then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said unto the Lord, it is done, and yet there is room. My focus this morning in this workshop, we'll discuss this a little bit, as it relates to God's view of attendance, was pretty important. Here was an important meeting. Here was something important that needed to be done. And they all, with one consent, began to make excuse. And the Lord was not happy. In fact, he was very angry. Here was something that needed to be done, and it wasn't going to get done. This was something these people needed to be exposed to. They were going to be exposed to it. This morning I say that a lax attitude toward attendance or having our children attend faithfully not only showcases poor parenting traits, and you, from a teacher's perspective, you heard Gerald's heart cry, do good parenting. Not only does a lax attitude toward attendance showcase poor parenting traits, but it also tragically alters the way our children view the need for and value of the community authority over them. As a parent, I don't care whether they go to school or not. Yeah, we're busy today. We'll keep you out next week. Mom's real busy, keep her out, keep the daughter out of school. And if we have that attitude, our children will never learn the value of of the community authority over them. I'd like to have some discussion. What, as we see the need for diligence and persistence in our children and the value of consistent learning and committing themselves to school, how do we get that all across as parents? Is there a need for diligence? Do we need to teach that? Do our children come programmed with that? They love to be diligent. They love to be persistent. How do we teach that to them in the context of school? Any comment from our audience here? As a parent, do you want to teach?
It seems to me like a lot of it is an attitude. If our children come home from school and we take an interest in their quizzes that they bring home or their lessons and we talk about it, we're excited about helping them, often that transmits. And the children are enthused about going to school.
Very good. How about starting, and that's important, but how about starting yet earlier? How about being, is there anything about the parents' attitude about sending them to school in the morning before they bring their quiz home? Is there something we can do better in regards to that? How about the way you talk about the teacher? Make a difference? Yes, it makes a difference. Makes a big difference. To have the attitude that you don't have to do it today. I'm a strong supporter. I promote this today that we, by our example, by our attitude, by our spirit behind the school, that our children know up front, this is going to be hard work, but we want them to do it. We want them to do it today. We want them to do it tomorrow. And we expect them to still do it next week. To be slack, to be not attendant, that's not acceptable. They need to apply themselves. It's going to be hard work, but we expect them to do it. We need to see the value of consistent learning and to commit ourselves to it. It's the attitude that we have to have. So, if you're going to make this work as parents, that your children are at school, is it going to take any planning on your part? I think we need to know ahead of time how we're going to handle weddings, how we're going to handle funerals, how we're going to handle teacher institutes, how we're going to handle the Bible school, whether this is teacher-related attendance, whether this is student-related attendance. I think these are things that we need to have. We need to understand up front. We need to have a plan in place, something we need to understand. Take some planning to make it happen. It's not going to happen by itself. Having said all that...
Excuse me, they're saying they're getting blinded here. Is that better? Does that one need clothes?
Sorry.
That's fine. And having said all that about the importance of having our children attend and knowing how we're going to make all that work, things aren't going to happen by themselves. Having said all that, I do believe there is a balance. Maybe we can have a little discussion in regards to that as well. I do believe the school should serve us. I don't think that we should look at the... that we serve the school. In other words, there's school, it's arbitrary, there's no exceptions, that our children go every day, whether they're sick, whether there's a funeral, whether there's, you know, that. I don't think that we should have to serve the school. I do believe the school should serve us. What are some practical examples of this truth? How do we handle that? What are good ways to handle that and still does not override the overarching principle of teaching God and the overarching principle that you're going to require diligence and persistence, and we don't damage that? How do we handle that?
What do you think of a sick child going to school? Is it going to be a benefit to the child, or is it going to hurt the whole school? Because, you know, you send a sick child to school, you might end up having half the school sick. So I believe there are things that are very worthy to consider there.
Okay, appreciate that. I did want to say at the beginning, and I didn't get it said, but I do not have handouts this morning, and that's intentional. We're talking about the school, and I don't want you reading down through the paper trying to figure out where I'm going. This is school. Is there things you're involved in as parents, as board, as I don't know who all is here this morning, what all your responsibility is in school, but these are things you're dealing with, and I'd like to hear what you think. I'd like to know how you practice them. I'd like to know where you stand in relation to them. It is important that our children attend, but the school should serve us as well. I think that's good. Sick children, not as we don't want to send them when they're sick because of it could be contagious and affect the whole school. How about other ways the school should serve us? Keeping in mind the overarching principle.
One thing I think about is if we are trying to communicate to our children, we do communicate to our children what's important to us. If relatives' weddings are important to repopulating the earth or whatever, should there be exceptions granted for that versus a extended weekend trip for pleasure, for recreation, whatever? Somehow we need to communicate that through our policies.
And how does that convey back to the overarching emphasis? I love that. I love you. You're right. You're correct on that. How are we going to tie that back? How do we make the difference between a weekend hunting trip or just a weekend sightseeing trip as opposed to a family wedding? What's the overarching principle? To teach our children about God. What's important in this whole thing? Is the school a para organization that's beside the church? No. Is it a para organization that is separate from the home? No. Our Christian Day Schools, the overarching emphasis, teach our children about God, includes the church. It is part of the church. It is, as Gerald mentioned, the heart of the church. Our school is the heart of the church. May we get that vision clear, and also so our families, our homes, that's what's involved in our schools. And I think the importance we place on them helps us get our job done and gives us direction on what is appropriate, when is it appropriate for our children not to attend or to take them out of school for certain things. Time's moving on. But I'd like for you to, as you wonder, as you question your involvement in the school and your attendance, whether it be your attendance at parent-teachers meetings, whether it be your visiting of school, whether it be showing up at school meetings, whatever your responsibility is and how that relates, I'd like for you to understand that it's much more important than just this day, just this event. This is the overarching effort to teach our children about God. May it ever remain that way. To hear Gerald remark about what things that happen that make children dislike school, and the fact that that is so sad is because often all that is connected with the home and the church, and the child not only does not like school, there's a few other things he doesn't like as well that could have an eternal consequence on his life. So I just let's get it clear. We're in this thing. We're behind this thing. We're part of this thing. And we're going to make it work. We're going to act like, we're going to live like that. We're going to make it happen. Support matters. I was tremendously inspired with, in our community there in Bangor, it is our practice on the first day of school that all of our school parents come for that first morning, and they are there for devotions, And then the board, then after the children and teachers are dismissed to their classrooms, then the board gives some direction to the parents and have school rides and other things to figure out and some reminders to give. And the first day of school this year, we get school parents. Our youngest daughter is still in school. And we get to school, and lo and behold, there's a couple there who do not have children in school, but they were there to show their support. I want to tell you that. From the board perspective, from the ministerial perspective, that was tremendous. That was just so inspiring to see Brother Greg and his wife there and Sister Sue there in the first day of school, just to show their support. Support does matter. Many times in Scripture, the illustration of a building is used to convey a mental picture that helps us grasp the truth of the story. Using that illustration for our school will help convince us that support for the Christian Day School really does matter. I'm going to talk about support. And I know that you haven't been studying this with me. I hope you don't struggle too bad in keeping up or in understanding what I'm talking about. When we talk about a building, the first thing we talk about is support from the bottom up. What do we call that?
Foundation.
The foundation. It's important, isn't it? Support from the bottom up. If there's not something solid on the bottom to build on, then the rest of the support is not going to be able to do its job. It's just not going to work and so we often think about support from the bottom up, and we use examples. We have a piece of wood and we have three legs on it. We can see how it just falls over if we set it here with only two legs, but if you put the third leg, then it supports itself. We can use those mental pictures. I'd like to get a little larger picture this morning than just that little piece of that illustration we use sometimes. We're going to talk about it from a building aspect. We start building. We're going to start a building. We make sure we've got a good foundation. Support from the bottom up. And I see that lacking in some of our Christian Day schools. Support from the bottom up. The very foundation. How it is structured. How it is conducted. I'd like to encourage us, let's get the foundation proper. This foundation is to teach our children about God. God. We start with God, not with the dog. We start with God. Support from the bottom up. Get the foundation solid. Get it straight. Get it square. Make it work. Next, we think of a big building. We're going to talk about support from within. So we have the foundation in, right? So you can see how large the building is going to be. We have the foundation right. And we can put walls on top of those, on top of that foundation. But this is a long wall. This is going to be there for, I mean, it's a long wall. That thing is floppy, isn't it? Support from within. You know that subfloor that you span the foundation and you build your walls on that. Without the subfloor, that wall is there's no support there. And without being able to tie the walls, the interior walls to the outside walls, there's no support there. Thing is floppy. Bad things can happen if the wind blows at the wrong time. Support from within. You know, the subfloor and the interior walls. Parents, and I'm going to, speaking from ministerial standpoint, from church leadership standpoint, there are times that we deal with, we have school issues. That's what I'm saying. This thing about school is not a, the school is not a para organization that stands beside the church. It is a part of the church. And there are times we have school issues because the support for the church is not there. Okay? It's all tied together. It starts in there and works that way. If this thing is going to work, it's going to have support from the inside as well. From those who are a part of it. Support from within needs to be there. The walls and subfloor have to be of good quality and in their place and fastened well. Now, the building is still incomplete. We need some support from the top down as well, don't we? The trusses and the sheeting add a support dimension to a building that engineers do not underestimate. They spend a lot of focus. They spend a lot of time, especially in California and probably here as well. We deal with a lot of regulation in regards to building and going through the planning stage and trying to get the plans checked and all the I's dotted and the T's crossed before you can start building. They have a lot of focus on the top part of the building as well. From the top down, the trusses and the sheeting. You know, those who are involved in the giving direction and directing the school have to have the vision. This thing has to all work together, or it's going to be a problem. There's going to be lots of problems. If you have a church with a certain vision and you have a school board with a different vision, you're on a collision course and this thing's not working. This thing will not work. Or you have some from the within, some parents who aren't on board and who don't have the vision and who are not supportive. It's going to make life difficult. So as we review some of that, understanding the need for and value of Christian education is rock bottom. Christian education, God at the center. Working together to make sure it's consistently maintained helps. That writing down the vision, preaching about the vision, teaching about the vision, somebody needs to do that. Working together to make sure it's consistently maintained helps. You know, the local congregation that supplies the students, the parents, and the board is the overarching support that provides the stability and covering that ensures long-term viability. I'd like to open it up just for some questions or comments in relation to the overarching, the whole thing being fastened together to provide support and stability. Any questions, any comments? What do you do to show your support for school? Just as parents, you're involved in schools. So what do you do? Any of you have anything? What do you do to show your support? Love God? Go ahead.
That's very important. One thing I think our children need to hear is they need to hear us pray for the school. Pray for the teachers.
Need to hear us pray for the school. At home and in our family devotions.
Yes.
How about Wednesday evening at church when we get prayer requests? Anybody ever give their request? Let's pray for our school and teachers. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you don't, start that. Okay. Anyone else? What do you do? What are ways you can show your support? Keeping in mind the overarching view.
Well, one thing we do is thinking about the school serving the church, especially our ministers. You know, they put a lot into the church and the school, and it's just a given that when they're asked to go preach for a weekend or something like that, that they can take the whole family. Children can go. That way, our ministers can feel the value of the school supporting their leadership. And just also helps the children to feel it's okay for their dad to go, and just puts kind of a positive pressure on the situation.
Okay. Time's moving on here. Why do we have, in our setting, I don't know how y'all handle it, but in our setting, why do we have a brother conduct school devotions one day a week, one day every week? To give the teacher a break? I mean, the poor teacher's going to wear out having to have devotions every day, right? So we send up one brother in. Why? To keep the students from getting bored? Why do we send a brother in every week to have school devotions? That practice was initiated to get everybody involved, to show support. We're behind it. We're with it. We're in it. We're doing it. We're helping. So, when it's your turn, it doesn't suit me today. Do it willingly. Do it enthusiastically, okay? Show your support. That's what it was started for. It wasn't just to give somebody else something to do. It wasn't just to keep the students from getting tired of the teacher having devotions all the time. It wasn't just started to give the teacher a break. It's to show support. Why does the school board meet with the teacher before parent-teacher's meeting? Why do they have board meetings? Just to meet the social needs of the teacher? I mean, this teacher relates to little children or to children all day long, every day. Now we're going to go meet with the teacher as a board to kind of level up that social status a little bit. Is that why? Why does the chairman and other parents periodically visit school? Because the teacher's not trustworthy? No. Why? Can you say it? Why? Why do we do that?
Support.
To show support. We're behind it. We're involved. We're helping. Any other questions, comments in relation to, any other thoughts in relation to support?
Well, we're praying for them. I think the teachers should know that we're praying for them.
We should tell the teacher we're praying for them. Yes?
One thing that the wives can maybe do easier than us men is pick the children up. Sometimes take snacks along for the teachers, you know, after a day of school. And somebody brings some refreshments in, you know, their day is not done just because the children are being picked up. Those are things that...
Practical things. It's about people, isn't it? Yes. Mm-hmm. What our brother was talking about earlier. It's about people, and they'll remember that. I often think about at the end of our school term, we have the program, the children have a school program, and often the teacher and the children have a list of things they're thankful for that happened throughout the year. And I just was reminded of that again this morning as Gerald was talking about. It's about people. That's what they talk about. They thank people for doing this and doing that. Think about them.
Another way of showing support to school is whenever there is a school event, be willing to leave or work, and then you work.
Close the shop and go. Go to the school event, yes. Or whatever our responsibility is. And that is a challenge, but it's something that needs done. In closing, if your school, if the school that your children are a part of or that you're involved in, is not supported by dedicated parents, capable teachers, an active board, and local church involvement, it will destroy itself. I'd like for us to remember the seriousness of that statement. We're talking about the main focus of the school being to teach our children about the way of God and to love God. And if that doesn't happen, no matter of the academic credentials that these children come out with, if that does not happen, we have failed miserably. So I say, get behind it. Make sure it's practical. Get behind it and make it work, or it will destroy itself. We may have a minute yet before it's time to close. If anyone has any other comment, feel free to share. When I look at my family, my children, we have six children. when I look at the at our family, the things that the principles that are that my children, especially my older children, the story is still not totally written in relation to our family, but oldest son is 28. When I look at the value, the principles that that my children embrace, I give a large portion of responsibility that they learned this not from only from us as parents. We have had help. We've had the school to help us. We've had the church to help us. Been a blessing. Been a tremendous blessing. And they love that. So that's my personal testimony. Thank you.